hip-hop cause it helped brothers escape. Let's celebrate our music here before it's too late.
Thank you for downloading another episode of Encyclopedia Hip Hop Podcast. I'm Eclectic, obviously. Look, this episode, a question that came from the movie Brown Sugar, and question that's on Twitter a lot, Facebook, social media. When did you fall in love with hip hop? So, since I am in love with hip hop, I figured I'd answer the question. So that's what we're gonna do on this show. Let's hit the theme song, theme music, and we'll have at it. Let's go.
Only you will understand and appreciate what's about to happen.
Now this goes out to my people's
representing me, a smooth operator operating correctly.
Now this goes out to my people's
representing eclectic relaxation.
Now this goes out to my people's
representing
rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy.
E.
You conceited bastard.
Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy.
Allow to introduce myself. You want the man.
Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy.
You said I'm not the E. You wanna make it burn.
Most critically acclaimed Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator. When I step up in the place, they know I step correct.
Girls, rub on your titties.
Got that head nod shit that make you break your neck.
E.
Look good but fuck ugly.
Pulls are breaking down so you can't see.
My attitude is all fucked up and real shit.
Pulls are breaking down so you can't see.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous.
So you can understand.
E.
The dopest, flyest, OG pimp, hustler, gangster, player, hardcore motherfucker living today. To be honest, I am totally and completely on his dick.
So, when'd you fall in love with hip-hop?
I basically fell in love with hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? When cats first started going out to the parks, you know, with the two turntables, the mic.
I think it was 1977.
People are rocking in the parks.
I can remember back in the Bronx. 1979.
Anyone that knows me knows I love hip hop music, and I can talk it all day. Ever since the movie Brown Sugar, you know, one of my personal favorites now, came out, people asked, when did you fall in love with hip hop? Never really answered it, so figured why not. So I was introduced to hip hop with Rapper's Delight and Rapping and Rocking the House by the Funky Four Plus One More. The sounds was different. I already knew the track for Rapper's Delight, but they were, you know, they were talking over it. I already knew the, you know. But what really grabbed my attention was Wonder Mike talking about going over his friend's house to eat, saying that their food was ugly and it stunk. That was all I heard. But then the Funky Four Plus One, they made the Rapping and Rocking, and Shot Rock killed that joint.
Don't stop, just turn on your mind when you're ready to rock.
Because the sun won't shine, the rain won't stop, but we got the style called punk rock. Just get about to tear, stop the house of fun. The real two DJs, Funky Four Plus One. To the people out there, we want you to know we are the ones with the magic show. With two DJs and five MCs, four other fellas plus one is me. We're here to please everybody out there. Forget about the problems, get them out your head. So just get on the floor.
She doesn't get enough props. Peace out to Shot Rock. Follow her on Twitter. I think I was doing the WAP before the WAP came out when the first time I heard hip hop. So that was my introduction. Let me soon as you fall in love. So I started dating hip-hop. That wasn't quite, you know, in love yet. So I started dating hip-hop when Play at Your Own Risk and Planet Rock was being played everywhere. Like, no one disliked those songs. It's the thing. Do you consider those hip-hop songs? They're like hip-hop songs, but they're not rap songs. Or, you know, it's a part of the culture. There's more disco and techno, but you kind of embrace them because of Bambada. But I think I got my first box back then. Not the haircut, the radio. That's what we called it. White people came up with Ghetto Blaster. Nobody uses that shit. It's box. Box. LL comes into the room and Crush Groove says box. It's box. Anyway, I got my first box about then. I remember sitting outside on the stoop rocking the Message. The Message. That track was an animal. Apache and Eighth Wonder. I still have the vinyl. I think I still have the vinyl, but it might be over my mother's house, and she said that it might have got messed up in the flood. Try not to think about it. Anyway, Eighth Wonder, and that's the joint by Funky 4 Plus 1. Listen, Funky 4 Plus 1 more is incredibly dope. And so, by, you know, around that time, I was all in. You know, back then you could go to your local record store, and the cooler people that worked there would make you a tape. They would make you a tape of all the new joints that came out, whatever was hot, for $10. Now, most of the time I did not have $10 back then, but somebody did, and then you would just dub their joint. Those were the first mixtapes. It was crazy. But that's how I was exposed to all the different songs, because, you know, again, I didn't have $10. It was grade school. But I knew people that did, you know, dub it. Shouts to the High Speed Dual Cassette decks. I remember my first tape had It's Yours by Tila Rock on it. Illustrating, description giving, adjective expert, analyzing some of the musical myth, seeking people of the universe. This is yours. And it was the second to last song on the first side. I remember that because I kept rocking that joint. Rock Box by Run DMC popped off. That was on MTV. That was like the first time I really saw hip hop. So that was, you know, that's me dating hip hop. Fell in love though. When did I fall in love with hip hop? 1984. This is when I fell in love with hip hop. I was over at my grandmother's house, and my uncle had the UTFO album Hanging Out. It was the Hanging Out single. It was a 12-inch. And on the B-side was a song called Roxanne, Roxanne. I played that joint and thought it was extra dope. Because, see, you got to think, up until that point, you had Run DMC doing the Run DMC thing. Run DMC's sound was Run DMC's sound. And if you count of, you know, and plus you had Funky Four, you had Melly Mel, Furious Five. But UTFO didn't sound like any of them, right? And it was all rhyming about the same chick. Like, it didn't even rhyme about chicks back then. And they had three different styles. They was having fun, you know, teasing each other. But everybody had a different style. Like, if you listen to everybody back then, everybody sounded the same. So everybody in Furious Five rapped the same. Run and DMC rapped the same. Everybody sounded the same. But UTFO, you know, Doc Ice was always doing some medical stuff. And educated rappers using big words. And Kango was always talking about women. It's a soldier of love. But, and the beat was sick, and it had the scratch, and shouts to Mixmaster Ice. But then, so, I heard that, loved it. But then, I heard Roxanne's Revenge. Roxanne Shante. By the way, my third favorite hip-hop song of all time. The first two being Criminal Minded and My Melody, in that order. Criminal Minded, number one hip-hop song of all time. My Melody, number two, favorite hip-hop song of all time. Third, Roxanne's Revenge, 1984. She was 14, and the whole joint was a freestyle. She, her, the way the beat dropped and hearing the Shantae cracky voice spit and go hard on three guys that made the original joint, like legit beef style, I was wrapped up in it. That was our soap opera. You know, I loved the song. And that summer, I put on my mother's stereo and put the speakers up in the window and go outside, kick it, sit and write rhymes. We play bullshit games or whatever, but I rocked that joint to death. I still do to this day. Roxanne's Revenge, the street version, the original version, the album version, I don't care the version, it always makes me happy. Again, it was a soap opera. The song was so dope, it started the Roxanne Wars. One of the most influential times in hip hop, period. Google the Roxanne Wars. I mean, it spawned over 100 different response records. So if you're thinking of beef now, when somebody will say something, then somebody will make another song, and someone will start rhyming, imagine over 100 songs about the same thing. That's crazy. But again, it was every week. But anyway, Roxanne Shantae is the reason I fell in love with hip hop. When that came out, when that song came out, that was it for me. So really, 1984 was the year I started truly loving hip hop and never looked back. You had Roxanne, Roxanne's Revenge, and all those joints, plus Run DMC's joint. Houdini and the Fat Boys came out, they dropped classics. Houdini had Freaks Come Out at Night. The Fat Boys had Fat Boys and Jailhouse Rap. Nucleus dropped Jam On It with the Wiki Wiki. What People Do for Money. One for the Treble. Shouts to Davey D. That DJ, Please Pick Up the Phone, I'm on the Request Line joint. Radioactivity by Royal Cash. I still rock that joint. You gotta get the right version of Radioactivity. Breaking came out, saw that in the theater, copped the soundtrack on vinyl. I still might have it, you gotta ask my mother. I wrote my first rhyme in 83, 84. It was whack, but it was, you know, it was me, so it was dope. It wasn't whack. I wrote it. And then by the next year, I was like, how old was I? Like single digit ages. I probably didn't spell anything right. By the next year, I was engrossed in all things hip hop, you know, by 85. And it was a wrap when Lottie Dottie and the show dropped. And I purchased my first hip hop album ever. I got a single before. No, actually, I didn't even get a single because that was my uncle's single. And I dubbed Roxanne Shantae for somebody. My legit first hip-hop purchase in my life was Radio by LL Cool J. It's the GOAT. It's the greatest of all time, so it's only fitting. Anyway, that's when I fell in love with hip-hop. 1984, Roxanne Shantae, Roxanne's Revenge. It's because of her that I'm doing these podcasts right now, and it's because of that song that things pop up. Of course, you know, had I never heard it, sure, by the time I heard it, Can't Live Without My Radio, because I couldn't, it would have popped off. But the facts are facts. 84. So yeah, that's what's up. Wanted to do the show. Yeah, if anybody wanted to answer, when did I fall in love with hip hop? When I fell in love with hip hop? There you have it. So let me wrap this up. Of course, I'm gonna play the song. I'm gonna play the street version. And in the meantime, in between time, I'm out. Hip hop. Rah.
Roxanne, feel it.
Three guys, and you know that's true. Let me tell you and explain them all to you. I met this dude with the name of a hat. I didn't even walk away. I didn't give him no rap, but then he got real mad and he got a little tired. If he worked for me, you know he would be fired. His name is Kango, and that is cute. He ain't got money and he ain't got the loot. And every time that I see him, he's always a begging. And all the other girls singer started clapping and a hand started clapping. Every time I die, I see him, everything he say. Or every time he says it's dumb in this way. He said, yeah, you know your mommy, her name is Mary. But all he wanna do is just a bust a cherry. Every time that I see him, he's saying something new. But let me explain to him what he should do. He should be like me, a fly MC. Don't never have to bite, will always bite. I have the freshest rhyme that I do recite. And after that, hey, you know it's true. But let me tell you something else about the doctor too. He ain't really cute and he ain't great. He don't even know how to operate. He came up to me with some bull rap. But let me tell you something, don't you know it was whack? So when he came up to me, I told him to step back. He said, you call yourself an MC. I said, this is true. He said, explain to me really what MCs must do. So listen very close, cause I don't say this every day. My name is Foxy and they call me Shantae. But every time that I say a rhyme, I diss her like a disser. It's something that your MC just won't miss her. And if you think it's cute and you think it's alright, but see, you said it in a language. So you wouldn't have to bite. You started talking big Latin, didn't make no sense. You thought you was cute, yeah, you thought you was a prince. You're walking down the block, a hold of your dick. But everybody knows that you're all on my yacht. I'm just a devastating, always rocking. I always have the niggas clocking. Everybody knows it's me, you're the RX alien. With everybody pushing, everyone that I'm the best. Every time I do it right, everyone is in the biter. Every time I do it, yeah, you know it is a me. Rocking on the beat that you can't see. And every time I have a DJ like Ice, he ain't right. Compared to my man Molly Moore, the way he gets on the tables, yeah, everyone knows that he is special. The UTFO crew, you know what you can do. Let me tell you what's for me, and then I'll tell you what's for you. Every time you say something just like a this, it ain't nothing that I don't wanna miss up. And if you think that I'm biting your meat, well then you just better know and I listen to me. Because my name is Roxanna and I came to say, I rock it to the beat and I do it every day. I succeed and never beat it, never heard. To the beat, and you know it is a Mia. The R-O-X-A-N-N-E. And if you wanna play a little game for me, let me show you what you can do, baby. Just with a twist on my cheek and a twist on my wrist, I have all the needles dropping down like this. Yeah, I am fly, but don't stick to it. And everybody knows I don't go for it. So if you're trying to be cute and you're trying to be fine, you need to cut it out, cause it's all in your mind. Trying to be like me, yeah, is very hard. You think you are God, but you do eat hard. Trying to be cute and you're trying to be fly. Don't you know you wish you could be my guy? So I could take you home, make you relax. And everybody knows that you're out there trying to tax. Like corn on the car, you're always trying to rob. You need to be out there and get yourself a job. Yeah, you're trying to be and talk about Roxanne. But let me let you know, you're not a real man. Cause Roxanne needs a man and yes. Someone fresh who always dressed. Someone, yeah, who will never vest. And then I'll say, yeah, the rest. Cause everybody knows. Go. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts or suppose. No coke up your nose, no dope in your veins. And then it won't cause no kind of pain. But yet and still, you're trying to be fine. I ask you a question, I wanna know why. Why'd you have to make a record about me? The R-O-X-A-N-N-E.
Roxanne, Roxanne.
Oh my goodness,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne. And here's our game plan.